Okay, Rebbe's Maimer Ani Lodeidik Kuntreisen Chelik Dalet Pei Shin Samaches in top of the page in middle of a Zion. Okay, the Rebbe is explaining that through this that the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim elevate the person, they wake him up. In other words, as the Rebbe explained, the essence of every Jew is that they're going to be connected anyway. This that the Melech comes into the Sada is only to stimulate it. But it's not that the king is awakening it from above, because that's the nature of every single Jew. He's just removing, so to speak, the concealments. So through this, the Rebbe is explaining that Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim become better, become greater. Why? Because the whole purpose of all the revelations, not only the physical world was created for the Yidden, Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shunikaram Reishis, like Rashi at the beginning of Chumash says. So not only is the physical world created for Yidden, all these spiritual emanations, starting from the highest of levels, was all created for the Yid. So therefore, when the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim stimulate the Jew to become closer to Hashem, that makes it fulfill its mission of why Hashem made those emanations. It's all for the sake of the Yid. And then he says, that's the level, he said, the passing Melech Basada Neva, that the king, so to speak, is bound to the field, meaning the king, as great as the king is, he still needs the field to give him the food, to make him exist, and so on. He has to live from the field. And he said, this is what we're in the middle now. The Rebbe is explaining, there's two levels of a field. There's a field of Esav, Esav Yish Soda, and then you have the Soda of Kedusha. And he says, that's the thing, that even the Jews that are found in the Midbar, but through this that the king comes to them, and they're in the Midbar, in other words, like we mentioned yesterday, the fact that the Jews are in the Midbar, far away from Hashem, brings out the ultimate greatness of a Jew just because he's a Jew. In other words, when a Jew does Torah mitzvahs, so then the Torah mitzvahs is what's connecting him to Hashem. You don't see the uniqueness of the mere fact that he's a Jew. When a Jew is in the Midbar, not only in field, but like we learned in Midbar, so then this reveals the real greatness of the Jew, that he's connected just because he's a Jew. And in the top line of Shin Samaches, Kaidei HaTshuva di Yisrael, through the level of tshuva that he does, Shahoyu b'tchila b'tacha sarichuk, that initially they were very far from Hashem, they're in the Midbar. Mizgala yeser apnim is Yisrael. This causes the greater revelation of the real essence of the Jew, Sheretzein emo amiti, that the real will of the Jew, even at the time of the sin. In other words, while he's sinning, like Chassidus always quotes, "Gam b'shas achet hoisa ba'am na'itay," that even while the Jew is sinning, "Gam b'shas achet," not only yafal pishachot Yisrael, that even while the Jew is sinning, at that time he's connected to Hashem. Like she yitzra mutakvam, like the Rambam writes, the Yitzhar is forcing them to go against the will. Like the Tzemach Tzedek explains on the Pasuk that's in this week's Parsha. Basada mitzahara soka naidava mishila. It says like this. This week's Parsha talks about a guy finds a girl in the field and he rapes her, so you don't do anything to the girl because she was innocent, she was forced. So the Pasuk says an expression like this, ki basada mitzahara, he found her, she was found in the field. Tzaka anaida, the girl is screaming and nobody hears because it's not in the city. So Tzemach Tzedek explains, this refers to the neshama. Tzemach Tzedek explains, gam kshanaida b'nitzada, that ki anaida basada, the neshama, naida, the woman, right, the wife, that's the yidden, basada mitzah, that even while the neshama is in the field, tzaka, the neshama is crying out to Hashem. In other words, even when the neshama is besada del umeza, it's in the field of evil, not the field of kedusha, the field of evil. If you say to me that sheitagaza godem sha'ais ace of isada hechzibav shachavimah, not only that, that in the field, Esav, in other words, the guy that rapes her, is at the level of Esav that grabs her. Even then, the will of the neshama is in kedusha. Why? And the neshama is screaming, on the fact that Esav, the man of the field, is grabbing her. And this is another interesting thing that I was explaining. The pasuk says like this: Ki basadim mitzah, he found her in the field. Tzaka anayra, the girl is screaming. Ve'ein meshiela, and nobody is helping her. But remember, we learned already. Ein also is the level of ayin. Remember, ein mazel yisrael. Chassidus explains ayin mazel yisrael, the level of chokhmah that comes from the level of ayin. Yesh mi ayin chokhma ma ayin timotzei. Ayin is a level of kesed, higher than ishtalshlis. Chokhma begins ishtalshlis. Chokhma ma ayin timotzei. Ayin is a level of yud gimel midas rachmim, the level of kesed. Right? So he says like this: Ki basada mitzah, the neshama of a Jew is in the level of field, midbar, to the extent that Esav, evil, is grabbing her to sin. Tzaka anayra, but even then the girl screams, because the neshama doesn't want to sin. V'ayin meshiyala, through this level of screaming, i.e. the level of tshuva, not ein meshiyala, ayin meshiyala, the level of yud gimel midas harachmim, the level of kesed, that is what's saving her. That's the level of tshuva. Tshuva reaches a level higher than world, like we learned countless times. That's why tshuva can undo the past. Either past is past, how could tshuva undo the past? Because tshuva reaches a level higher than world, higher than time and place. So he says, Shenim shcho yeshua mechines ayin, shelemailem yishtaushles, he comes in a level of ayin, which is higher than worlds. V'kiv and shegilu yrotzen apnim b'di Yisrael. And therefore, the revelation of the real greatness of the Jew, just because he's a Jew, because he's rooted in the essence of Hashem, is Ayidei Tshuva, the Yisrael. There's a dafka through the level of Tshuva of Yidden, Shehoyu betchila besada dolom ezeh v'nishi, was in the level of Midbar, not only Sada, but Midbar. Lachain, ha'ilu shenase b'yid gimel midas harachmi. Therefore, what the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim are revealed in the world, who are they primarily affecting? They are primarily affecting the Jews that sinned and need to do tshuva. Because what is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim? Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim reveal the greatness of the Jew because he's a Jew. Period. The Melech comes out into the field, and it's not a revelation from above, it's a stimulus from above that gets the Jew in the Sada to realize how far they are, and therefore they're willing to go out to meet the king, meaning meet Hashem. That is basically the concept of tshuva. Therefore the month of Elul is the level of tshuva. But at that time is the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. So the level of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, which is revealed in the month of Elul, is primarily for the people to do tshuva. And therefore he says, the unique, like the Rebbe explained before, because the purpose of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, because of the Jew, so when it affects the Jew, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim become greater. Shai, what? Because this, that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim are there to awaken the Jew, who is primarily by awakening those people that were far. Yeah, but it's nothing to do with this, but yeah, that's true. You bring the Shem and the Meisha Bein, and through that Meisha Bein becomes great. Yeah, but here that Rebbe is explaining that the ultimate purpose of the ultimate revelations of godliness is not for those people that are close. It's on the contrary. Where do you see the ultimate purpose of godly revelation to stimulate the Jew? Is primarily on Jews that are far. Jews that are close don't need it. Dafke the richuk, dafke the distance, is what causes the person to become awake. So the ultimate purpose of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim is for the level of tshuva. I mean, according to Chassidim Zoya, that even tzaddikim have to do tshuva, because tzaddikim don't have this level of tshuva of longing to Hashem. So normally, what he's talking about here, normally the longing to Hashem comes from distance. The chiddush of Mashiach, hasava tzaddikai b'tiyufta, that even tzaddikim who don't are not far be'esem, in be'etzim, they're not far, but when they realize how great Hashem really is, so no matter how great they are, they're also far, and that's going to stimulate them to become even closer to Hashem, not because they're in Midbar, they're not in Midbar, but even the level of Ir HaMelech is also nothing compared to the Eibishter. So the whole purpose of Yud Gimel Midas Rach, like we said, mentioned yesterday, was Alter Rebbe saying Tanya? You can't say that the ultimate purpose of creation is the spiritual realms. However, lehen yiridu me'er ponav yisbarach, because Atzilus is only a revelation. Revelation is automatically limited. No matter how great the revelation is, even Tehu, Tikkun, Ak, all those revelations are only revelations. This touches and reveals the essence of the Jew, which is essence to essence. Like it says, Rabbi Rashab said the expression, there's God and there's Jew and there's nothing else. Because the Jew's essence is Hashem, and that Einei Milvadei. So neshama, not the way neshama comes through the world, that's a whole different story, but the way the neshama's essence is revealed by Melech Basoda, i.e. the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, so the king's not in the field physically, obviously, right? So we learned, the king in the field, the Alter Rebbe says, the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim. So that revelation of Hashem to stimulate us to wake up, that is the ultimate purpose of that revelation, is to hit people that are in a midbar that they should come closer to Hashem. And therefore the ultimate purpose of Dira B'Tachtainim is in this world, which is far, openly far from Hashem. Abstinence makes the world fonder? Abstinence. Makes the heart grow fonder, yeah, because that's the ultimate thing.
But as you said, the
what?
The distance between us and tzaddikim, or the yoke is so great to God that everybody can really long come closer and have the potential of getting much closer to God, even the tzaddikim.
Correct. But the problem is, to give you a gashmistic marshal, it's not a great marshal for this, but a drug addict will only wake up when he hits rock bottom. Why? Why only rock bottom will wake him up? Because when you hit rock bottom, that's really the beginning is edged in the end is wedged in the beginning in the end. If you have to hit the ultimate distance to realize that you're far. Until Mashiach comes, tzaddikim are not going to realize that, because they don't feel far. They feel connected. But when David HaMelech says, like we just mentioned, like we discussed many times, Samalucha Nafshi, come along, my soul is thirsty to my soul is longing to you. Better see of a ayev b'li mayim in a dry, desolate land without water. And then David HaMelech says, Kain b'kredesh chazisicha means halavai. Kain, the Chassidus interprets, halavai. It should only be that b'kredesh, when I'm back in the Beit HaMikdash, chazisicha should have the same longing to you. I should see you with the same longing than I have when I'm far. The desire for light is more when you don't have it than when you do have it. The desire for food or drink is more when you don't have it than when you do have it. Why? Because when you don't have it, then you feel the necessity of it more. So tzaddikim now are very close. If they're very close, they don't need it. They don't have that feeling. That's why about the Rambam says, that's why about Shiva is greater than a tzaddik. About Shuvah is greater than a tzaddik because the longing to Hashem that about Shuvah has, longing to Hashem that about Shuvah has, a tzaddik doesn't have. At the time of the revelation of Mashiach, there'll be such a great super revelation of Hashem that even tzaddikim are going to wake up to feel how far they are from Hashem. Okay, so he says in Ches, "V'zeh ani l'deidi v'deidi l'rashatei v'selu." That's what he says at the beginning. And the Rebbe asked the question at the beginning of the Maimer, the Chayram, how could Anila Deidi V'Deidi Li be the acronym of Elul when Deidi Li is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Chayram, if you're saying it's an acronym of Elul, so then it's only Anila Deidi, because Deidi Li is Tishrei. So how can you have that? So the Rebbe said B'Kitzur before that in Elul there's also a level of a Deidi Li. He says, "Yeshleimar shadei dili shabetoy v'rasha teves elul, the day dili of rasha teves of elul. Koi beikir ala gilui the yud gemom midaserachme velul is going on the gilui of in elul. Day dili is a revelation of the yud gemom midaserachme. But lochera, now the Rebbe is going to ask, then day dili should be first." If a day delay is the stimulus of the Jew, so l'chayr should be, you're late. Should be first day delay, and then anila day delay. V'zeh shenema v'day delay, la'achri anila day delay, even though the gili of Yigim and Mitzrachim of Elul, sinizkeach alaveda anila day delay, is giving the ability for anila day delay. He says, ki b'pnimisu inyonim, In real terms, ani l'deidi, the aveda of the person, is l'mayla mideidi li.
Again,
the aveda of the Jew is infinitely greater than the revelation of Hashem. Okay, now one minute. Shakavon begilu di yud gemom midaserachme. The whole purpose of revealing yud gemom midaserachme is l'eder aveda sodom to wake up the person. By days and nasi ili be yud gimum midaserachme. Okay, the Rebbe is not done yet. There's a pasuk that says lemaisi yadecha tichsef. Hashem says, I desire your doing. Hashem desires our doing. Hashem likes when we do it. The Gemara says an expression, and Chassidus brings it down a lot. Adam reitze bekaf shaloi mitisha kabim shal chaveri. A person will rather have one measurement of what he accomplishes over nine measurements that somebody else gives him. The Zohar says something you're given for free as a gift from above, so to speak, is called nama duchsufa, shamed bread. When a person does something, it's their accomplishment. Hashem, for him to give us, and for him to do, he said, is basically, I don't use the word worthless, but it doesn't do anything. What Hashem wants is we should accomplish. Because as the Rebbe is saying, and the Rebbe is going to continue explaining this, when we accomplish, when we do what Hashem wants us to do, then Hashem says, now it makes sense why I revealed what I did, and therefore the purpose of what I revealed comes into fruition, and therefore that becomes greater than before the Jew did it. And that's why only the Jew can do a Dira B'Tachtayim. The Malachim cannot do a Dira B'Tachtayim. Atzilis, Neshamis, not only Gan Eden, which is Bria, even the Neshamis, the way they are in Atzilis, cannot create a Dira B'Tachtayim. Why can't they? Because you need Dafka, a place which is empty and void openly from godliness, and then you can accomplish the mission of longing. Now, the Rebbe explains in Tanya, how could it be possible that when a Baal Tshuva does a lofty level of Tshuva, the Gemara says in Yuma, Da'averis, Zdenis Nasli Kazachias, Da'averis become mitzvahs. How could that be? Okay, I understand. I made a mess. I got dirty, so to speak, through sinning. I can bring it to the washing machine. Okay, I could do tshuva. I'll clean it. But how can this stain become jewelry? An ornament? How could an aveda become a mitzvah? Right? Good question. So the Alter Rebbe explains, because a mitzvah means binding. Tafsa v'chibur, binding and connection. Longing is a stronger binding and connection than if you're there. Somebody that you love, that you're with in the same room, there's no longing for them because you have them. Correct. It's called v'ni ava b'taynugim. The ava, the love, abstinence, makes the heart grow fonder. When you're away, the distance, that bond is actually binding you together. The Rebbe explained once to somebody who lost a family member, a close family member, and they were very upset, and the Rebbe explained to them, picture you have a loved one, and they went to Europe. They went to Europe. You don't see them in front of your eyes. Do you love them any less?
Yes. No.
Depends. If you're a kid, if it's your kid, you love them more because they're not home making you crazy. Okay, but you don't start crying and sitting shiva because the guy went to Europe. The Rebbe said the neshama only went to a different place. Just like the kids in Europe, you don't see them. The neshama's in Gan Eden, it's the same neshama, they're still here. That shouldn't take away the bond, the connection, the relationship. No, the Rebbe told this to somebody who lost a family member. The Rebbe gave the dugger.
Good morning.
Good morning. The Rebbe gave the dugma that it's the neshama going to a different place, so you don't physically see him. So what? That doesn't mean that love, then the existence is not there. It's there. It's just in a different place. So when the neshama has the longing because of the distance, so that actually is the concept of a mitzvah. That, therefore, the aveda becomes a mitzvah. Because the longing binds you to Hashem more than the mitzvah does.
Okay. Sometimes some people are way up.
So those are the guys that come back even greater. Rulazim ben Dudaya, all those guys.
But they need something. They need something from Shamayim. Something is going to happen.
What stimulated Rulazim ben Dudaya? The Zayna made fun of him. A Zayna made fun of him. Right? Of course there was a Gilin Mumayla through a Zayna.
Right.
Okay?
That's what I mean.
But there wasn't a stimulus of a gilui of Elokus from above. He didn't see any gilui of Elokus. And no one. And then when he went to the mountain, remember we learned the story. He went to the mountain. He went to the ocean, and everybody said basically go fly a kite. And he said, "I see. It's only up to me." Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya, that guy. He put his head between his knees and Yesh kainer elami b'shachas. What stimulated him?
That feeling that's inside.
But because he was so far, he felt so low, that means it's a gilui of super high. It's the essence. And like the Rebbe is saying here, the essence is felt more in the midbar than it is when you're not in the midbar.
When somebody hits the bottom of the pool, their forehead hurts a lot.
So?
So when somebody hits the bottom, very, very, very bottom, you know, somebody's gonna...
Yeah, but that's only if you're not comatose that you feel, well, comatose does. As long as you're alive, you feel the pain.
Yeah.
A dead person that falls to the bottom of the pit and bangs their head doesn't feel the pain. But because a Jew is never dead. A Jew is never dead.
The pinta is there.
The pintaleid is there. Okay, it's late. There's two aspects. One is the revelation from above to awaken the person. And the second thing is, they say this, the awakening that the Yid wakes up, that itself adds to the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Okay, sit. Okay, it's late. You know what? That's it. Where's the story? In the Gemara Veda Zara. Why?
Gemara?
Yeah. You think I made it up?